Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. That I am. Master John of Magical Service. Here to do some magic with you today. Ah, what an incredible time to be here on Earth. Oh, I am joined in this message by the energies and consciousness of our dear friend Yeshua. Most people know of him as Jesus of Nazareth. From that lifetime 2,000 years ago. We are also joined by the energies and consciousness of his mother in that lifetime, and the Grand Master in her own right. The one people refer to as Mother Mary. Oh, and of course, dear Mary of Magdala, as she was known then, or as she has been known since. The one, the dear, dear partner of Yeshua. Now, they join us here along with many other masters, many other beings from our side of the veil, who were there along with so many of you in that time 2,000 years ago. And we together planted a seed. Oh, we'd been working on it for a long time before that. From the times of Atlantis, we planted a seed. 2,000 years ago, dear Yeshua was the focal point. But so many of you were involved. And now, dear friend, that seed is coming to fruition.
You felt it. For the past couple of decades on Earth, and even before, you felt it growing, coming up out of the ground where we planted it, the ground of consciousness, of human consciousness. You felt it growing. So many of you have been nurturing this beautiful new plant, you could say, as it has grown. You've been watering it, feeding it, protecting it. Helping it to grow within your own hearts. And now, the time has come. Just a few short weeks for the flower to bloom. You can already see the bud. You feel the bud. You feel it preparing to open. If you follow the Crimson Circle, you've heard Adamus Saint Germain talk about it. He calls it Heaven's Cross. It's as good a name as any. He calls it the Apocalypse, and indeed it is. The opening. The revealing of who you truly are. The second coming of the Christ. Oh, this Christos energy, this crystal energy, however you want to call it. This beautiful consciousness of divinity. Oh, you brought it to earth first within Yeshua. He came and he allowed it to grow within him and to open so the people could see, could catch a glimpse of who they really are. You could say the flower opened. It gave its seeds. And you planted those seeds. And you've been nurturing them for 2,000 years. Waiting for the right time. It wasn't time then. It took 2,000 years of human time to get here, to get to the right point. And here you are. Oh, there's been so much confusion along the way. You thought the man Yeshua would come back as a man coming down from heaven and take all the good people back to heaven with them. Oh, so many stories you came up with to try to understand. Religions began. The Christian churches. You were trying to understand what happened. And it was a beautiful thing because it kept the seed alive. And now the time has come. So many of you spent lifetimes nurturing this seed. For you see, it was a seed, not in the ground of the earth, but within your heart, within your consciousness. It was your own divinity. Your own divinity, which had been, it was like it had been separated from you, from the human. It wasn't really. But a mechanism was put in place by you to create what you call the veil between you and your soul, your divinity. We've talked before about the mind. This grand job you gave the mind of keeping you distracted from your divinity, from your soul, so that you could be fully present in your human experience. It worked really, really well. Maybe too well. And we realized that a time would come and that job would be over. And we would have to find a way to release the veil. To release the mind from its job and allow divinity and human to meld together again. Oh, it happened once in a while. Someone would after many difficult lifetimes and experiences, somehow they would break down the veil. They would open up. They would recognize their own soul, their own divinity. Most of them left the planet immediately because it was too difficult to stay and they didn't need to anymore. You call them ascended masters. They're just people like you who finally allowed their divinity. And now here we are. humanity became so separated from itself, from its source. So a whole group of us, a large group, began work back in Atlantis. To open that door up again. To prepare for the time when we could bring the divinity back to all of humanity. Not just to the few who had been working so hard to find it. And now that time has come. As you may already know, there will be a grand celebration on March 22, 2023. 7/7. A grand celebration of the return of divinity. The opening of this flower within each and every one of you. Most of humanity will not be aware of what is happening. And that's fine. Because it will begin to affect them. They will begin to feel the effect. They will begin slowly, gradually, to feel their own divinity. Because there will no longer be the barrier. Some will open to it right away. They'll be confused and they'll be looking for people like you who know what's happening, who can explain it to them. Others will fight it. They'll wonder what's wrong with them. Some of them will open up to you and allow you to explain it to them. Many won't. Many will do everything they can to just go on with their lives as they always have. And they'll find that doesn't work so well anymore. But it will for a time. Over the next couple of decades, everything on this planet is going to change in beautiful new ways. Some of them you might not think are so beautiful. Mostly because of your attachment to the past. And that's okay too. Because you're going to discover the beauty is within you. The divinity is not out there in the world. It's within you. You're going to discover that it has within you everything you need. This is it, dear friends. This is the apocalypse. The revealing of your light, The world is not coming to an end. Oh, it is, in a way. The world as you have known it is most definitely coming to an end. It's making way for the new earth, the new world, the world of human and divine combined. The world of your light, the light of consciousness. Many of you, some of you are feeling absolutely incredible right now. You're grounding these energies here on Earth and you're feeling them. How amazing they are. You're feeling the joy, the incredible wonder of what is happening. Some of you have left. You've come home in order to help ground the energies on our side. And they are having a blast. There are as Adama Saint Germain said recently, there are some of you who are having a very challenging time. You find yourselves confused and disoriented, even as you have more clarity than ever before in your life, in any of your lifetimes. Your bodies are struggling. You feel like you're barely holding on. Dear friend, for many of you, that is because you are working on both sides of the veil. You are bridging the realms. You are bridging the heavens. And, that's very, very difficult for the human. The mind has a difficult time understanding that. But you need to understand that that's what's happening. You need to relax into it. Oh, it's so tempting to feel all the things happening in your body. The aches and the pains and the tiredness and sleeping a lot. And yes, John, even the flu that still hangs on weeks later. It's all part of this. It's all part of your body rewiring itself and trying to hold on while you bridge the realms. It's a beautiful thing you're doing. And yes, someone has to do it. So those of you who are feeling so good through this, don't judge the ones who are struggling. Because, well, they've taken on a very difficult job. Very necessary job. And those of you who find yourself in this place, don't think there's anything wrong with you. Yes, your bodies are hurting. They're reacting. They're confused. They're disoriented. But there's nothing wrong with you. Don't go trying to fix them. Don't go trying to stuff them with medicine or vitamins or whatever. If your body asks for something, give it. But don't push things on it because you think it needs to be fixed. It doesn't. It needs to be nurtured. You are doing a very difficult job. You need to nurture your body. Take time. Take time. As much as you can, don't push yourself to do all the things you think need to get done. I'll get done when it's time, when it's necessary. But take time. Take time to be with you. Take time to have some fun. Take time to read a book, watch a movie, whatever. Distract your mind. Because your mind needs to rest. Your mind cannot fathom what you are doing right now. And it needs to rest. It's letting go. It's one of the reasons you feel so confused and disoriented at times, because your mind is finally letting go. It's allowing you to feel your divinity. It's allowing you to feel the changes, the physical changes at the core of your reality. To feel the very gravity shift and loosen. Nurture your bodies. Don't fight them. Don't try to fix them. Nurture them. Hold them. Take warm baths. Walks in nature, whatever. Whatever feels nurturing to you, give it to yourself. Trust this process. Trust self. You're not leaving. Unless you choose to. Because it is your choice now. So trust yourself. Trust your body. It's working hard to hang in there while you do this. And this isn't going to last forever. Few more weeks and you'll be through the worst of it. There will still be challenging times, but you'll be through the worst of it. Coming out the other side, you will be so much more in touch with your divinity. You'll feel it. You'll know it. In a whole new way. Everything will begin to get easier for you. Oh, the world, don't look at the world for validation. It won't be there for a while. The world is, the chaos is going to increase for a time. Because people don't know what divinity is. They don't know what to do with it. There, many are afraid of it. After all, that mean God that so many people believe in, That's what they think of for divinity. You know, it isn't anything like that. But they don't. They're going to. In time, they'll know. They'll come to understand that that's not divinity. That's human imagination. Human fear personified. That God. Divinity is the essence of you. It is your soul. It is your source. It is your consciousness. None of the words are adequate. But you know what we mean. And going forward, you're going to be helping other people understand what it is they are feeling. You're going to be helping other people discover their own divinity, their own souls. Because you've opened the door. Never before has divinity been available to humans like this. Oh, it's always been there. There have always been hints of it. There's always been this veil hiding it away. It's always been this mind of yours programmed to distract you from it, to hide the divinity away so that you wouldn't miss out on the experience of human. Now, you've accomplished your purpose on Earth. It's time to take down the veil. Not just for you. You've been working on that for a while. But in taking down your own veil, you are also taking it down for all of humanity. Many will hold on to it, and you've built that option into the process. So that people don't destroy themselves in shock. But you've opened the door, and sooner or later they're going to feel it. And they're going to begin discovering their own divinity. And when that happens, the world changes. It's already changing so fast because of you discovering your divinity. Now it all goes deeper. So, dear friends, hang in there. In the next few weeks, you're going through Armageddon. Yes, indeed, you are. That's not a bad thing. It's not about destruction. No. It is destroying the old. It's destroying the world as you've known it. But it's also rebuilding it in a whole new and beautiful way. But it's intense. It's challenging, especially for those of you who are right in the middle of the action and actually bridging the realms together. Hang in there, dear friends. nurture yourselves, nurture your bodies, and nurture each other where you can. And trust you. Trust this process. It is not being controlled from your mind. It can't be controlled from your mind. So let go. Trust your soul. Trust your divinity. That's the part of you that is managing this process. Just let it happen. You cannot get it wrong. Just let it happen. And watch. Sit on your park bench or your living room couch or wherever you're comfortable. Wherever you can nurture yourself and watch the world go by. Watch the changes that are already happening. And smile. Because it's an incredible time. And in that smile is your light. The brightest light that has ever, ever, ever shone on this planet. Let it shine. Lastly, let it shine on you. Within you. And nurture yourself. And so it is.